Okay. Just for a few minutes, the Tosis we did yesterday. So in the Shakya Tai of the Gemara, as far as whether Asu or Lo Asu B'Shama Kedivreim, so the Gemara brings our Mishnah, and it says in our Mishnah in the beginning, Gabi the Tsaros, that Lo Nimnu'u B'Shama 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 B'Shama. So it wants to know that if you hold lo asu, so that means we understand why they could intermarry, because at the end of the day, Beis Shammai deferred to Beis Hillel, and therefore there's no problem in them intermarrying with each other. Ella yamid lo asu, but if you hold the Beis Shammai stuck to their own, and they held it tzaros mutar la'achim, it's yabemes. So now we have a difficulty in what the Mishnah says, that lo nimnu. So the Gemara says, what is the difficulty precisely, in which direction? So the Gemara works out for us. The Beis Shammai, the Beis Hillel, lo nimnu, that which Beis Shammai could marry from Beis Hillel, that's okay. Because the whole issue of the children of a Tzara that would have married Lashuk, according to Beis Hillel, because Tzara is pater from Yibum. So that would not present the problem of marrying into such a family, to marry such a girl, because she's not a mamzeres, or the son is not a mamzer. In other words, no problem marrying the child of such a union, because it's only vam l'shuk, so it's not a mamzeres issue. So it's only chay b'lavim. But as far as the other way around, it says that Beis Hillel, where lo nimnu milisam Beis Shammai, we have chay b'krisus. Because of the isrei shezach, so she was Miss Yabemes, which for Rasil was Shlo Kedin. And therefore, it should be a problem among Zerus. And how could Rasil marry Beis Shammai? That's the Kash the Gemara from the first part of the Mishnah. So the Gemara, as part of the Shaka Vitari, says, but maybe Rasil holds that it's not Mamzerus from Chavi Krisus, only from Chavi Mrs. Beis Din. More quotes of Elazar, which we're going to see in a few minutes back on Amid Beis, more about Rav Elazar's statement, that Hakol Modim, that Ein Mamze El Mishisuri, so Erev Avanish Karas. So it's clear that there is mamzerus and chayv krisus. So l'chayr we have arrived from the reisha that lo asu Beis Shammai kedivreim, which is the only reason why Beis Hillel could marry into Beis Shammai. So Gemara's docha the raya says no. The way to learn is as follows: really asu kedivreim. What's the reason why Beis Hillel could marry into Beis Shammai? It's potential mamzer issue. The modul parshi. You sold that the other party would give them a heads up. In this case, Beis Shammai would give a heads up to Beis Hillel that this family, there's a problem according to you, not according to us, but this child is a product of a union of a tzara that was Miss Yabemes, which for you is a mamzeris issue, and therefore that's the reason why Beis Hillel would be able to marry, because it was always a built-in modul parshi. If Beis Shammai knew the problem for Beis Hillel, they would alert them to it. That's the tariffs from the Reish. Now, the Gemara says we'll prove this idea from the Sefer too. We're going to see in the Sefer of the Mishnah, by the Hemshecha Mishnah, by Tumah V'Taira, as well, that you can see this idea of modul parashi. Just like we're saying it for the Reisha, you see it in the Sefer. What do you see in the Sefer? So the Sefer discusses Tyrus and says that even though hello matar, hello matamin, there are different views about issues of Tumah V'Taira, but still lo nimnu losim taris el gabi elu, which means that they would lend the kalim one to the other. So now the Gemara says, so here we understand as well, if moduhu, then we understand why lo nimnu. But if you don't say the same idea of moduhu parashi, that they let him know, hey listen, these kalim might be tamei, those who hold it's tamei would tell the other ones, those who hold it's tar, but the other ones hold it's tamei, so those people hold it's tamei would be alerted that it's Tamei. If not for that, so then here too we have a difficulty. Namely, so here we have Rashi's Girsa as follows. The Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel lo nimnu. We understand that Beis Shammai, who was more machmir, who was more meiko rather, so they could certainly borrow from Beis Hillel, who was more machmir, because even that which for Beis Hillel is a problem is Beis Shammai not a problem. No, so we're going now, Beis Shammai was a kula for Tumah V'Taira. So that's we understand that Beis Shammai could borrow from Beis Hillel, but how could Beis Hillel borrow from Beis Shammai? After all, Bisil is more chumra, so therefore they have to be more suspicious that something might be tummy, even though Bishami didn't think it was tummy. Teretz is that what again here that Bishai would tell Bisil, who is machmir, for you this is no good. This is according to Rashi. Now, this raya from the Sefer, that we brought from the Sefer, the same point, that you see that obviously moduhu, so it's parallel to the Resha. The Resha was, who was modu to who? Who was modia to who? Bishama is modia bishilo. These are tzaros that for you are a problem. These are b'nei tzaros that are a problem to you. And so to the Sefer, Bishama is learning bishilo, that these are tyros that for you are a problem. This raya from the Sefer, l'chor is only a raya, if you hold the Bishami was also kidivrei. It means that Bishami still held on to the shita that it's a kula. Whatever kula they had, some of the tire, they kept their kulas. Also kidivrei. They didn't defer to Bishami. And therefore the problem presents itself once again the Sefer, just like in the Resha. What was the problem in the Resha? Again, Lamanda Amma also kidivrei. The way we wiggled out of that kasha was to say that Bishami was with the Abisila. We come to the Sefer, comes out more or less replicating the same cheshbon as the Resha. Mandama Bishami did kedivrayim, so therefore they're makel for tumah v'tayra. So they should tell Bishilo. That's the answer. They had to tell Bishilo. That's where Bishilo could borrow kelim. That's the pshat according to Rashi. Gemara asks, what do you need the right from the Sefer more than the Resha? He had it in the Resha already. Gemara says, from the Resha, we thought that it's, what about a call, and therefore there was no need to modia. So you don't know if they were modia. It could be that the call is enough to rely on. If it would have been a family of Tsarish and Siavemis, then they would have known about it from the call. Kamash Malan, at least in the Sefer, it's clear that there's no call built in with Tumah V'Taira. So it must be that they were modia. So that's what we brought it from the Sefer. That's the Cheshbon according to Rashi. That's the Sudi. What's the problem with Rashi's Pshat? Number one, because it turns out, number one, that this whole Rai is only Lamanda Amar Asu. The same way the answer for the safe the ratio was l'man dama asu. So it comes out the right from the safe is l'man dama asu. The Gemara doesn't spell that out. You have to read that into the Gemara. Second point that's weak in Rashi, the bigger kasha I think that the Tosfos says in Rambam is too, is that usually by Tumah V'Taira, except for two cases, Tosfos says usually the one that's machmir is Bishami not Bishil. And the way Rashi's reading the Gemara, it's that Bishami was a kuah then with Bishilo. One more machmir. That's difficult to toast. This is all within Rashi. Yeah.
The first difficulty. Why is that a problem?
It's because Mar doesn't spell it out. You have to read into the Gemara that the right in the Sefer is all in the Resha. That was a shaka v'taria. Hashmamina asu. Mar says no raya because they were modia. So really, la'olam. I mean, shmamina lo asu. Mar says no. Shmamina asu. Mar says lo. Sorry, I'm confused. The raya from the Resha was Shmamina Lo Asu, right? With no, Lo Olam Asu, and with the Omudia, right? In the Sefer, you're going to have to assume the same thing. That the whole raya that we're bringing from the Sefer is Lamanda Amar Asu. It doesn't say in the Gemara.
But what would we be going to if it's Lo Asu? What's the point?
It sounds like it's independent raya. No, the point is, in the Resha, we had a Kasha and a Teretz. And now, Hachanah Mistav means, and I'm going to show you that Teretz is belavachi clear in the Mishnah, that there's such a yisod. But really, it comes out that the right and the Sefer is also hinging on the same assumption. It's not muchach in the Sefer, it's only muchach to the extent that you want to defend the Manda Amar that says asu, so then you're going to have from the Sefer. But usually, Hachanah Mistav means that, you know, it's clear that way. Now the emphasis that maybe why Rashi, I mean maybe it's not such a difficulty because Gemara says my umma, so part of my umma is so what do you have more from the Sefer? It's anyway only Mandamar that us the Asu Kedivayim. Okay, could be that that's why Rashi doesn't have a problem with it. But Tosus the Pashtus, Hakadam Mistava, now we're no longer dealing with the question of Asu Lo. So it's a Raya regardless.
What's the point of Bimodia if not her boss?
Because according to the Rach's gears, it's going to be fine. According to the Rach, because in Bishilo, there's no question that it's Asu Kedivrayim. The Hoshav Asu also is Bishamai. But according to the Rach, the gears is flipped. So according to the Rach, as we'll say now, the ones who are Mudia to who means that the Bishilo were Mudia to Bishamai. And here there's no shayla asu lo asu. We know for sure there'll be shayla asu kedivrei. So that's why the point is, according to the flip gears of the Rach, so it's the point is it's clear in the Mishnah. It's not totally any two shitas. It's clearly that you have to say pshat. If it's shama was luchumra, then how could be shama bar from bitzila? Kalim. If it's shama was more machmir. So according to the Rach, let's just spell it the Rach. So according to the Rach, the gears is the opposite. Because we know generally that the ones who are machmir will be shama. So that's how you have to read the gears of the Gemara. That how can I understand that I see you sowed in the Mishnah of Modi Uparshi? In the Reish, you're using it to answer the Kasha, that how could it be that they're so married into Beit Shammai's families? The answer is Beit Shammai was Modi Abisilo, that this was from the family of Tzarash Yishenes Yavma. That's the teretz to a Kasha in the Reish. And then Mistavra, that I see in the Sefer as well, yet that you have to assume that someone was Modi or someone else. Because in the Sefer, the issue is Tumah V'Taira, and who's the Machmir Beit Shammai? Beit Shammai board came from Bisilo, so how could it be? How could they borrow from Bisilo? Must be Bisilo's Modi Beit Shammai. So that's the right. You see in the Sefer, you see Modi Uparshi Hachinam in the Reisha, that dear Beit Shammai was Modi Beit Shammai. But the only thing is, Tos has to work out now, according to the gears of the Rach. Why is it such a clear raya in the Sefer that in order for Beit Shammai to borrow from Beit Shammai, it's because Beit Shammai was Modi Beit Shammai, and it must be because Beit Shammai was Modi. Maybe it's because lo asu kedivrei. It was the same way according to Rashi, saying it's not, you're not really proving 100% from the Sefer, because according to Rashi, you're only proving from the Sefer the Earth Beit Shammai being the kula. You're only proving that Beit Shammai could borrow from Beit Shammai because you're assuming that lo atad asu Beit Shammai kedivrei, according to Rashi, right? So according to the Rach, so we still have to figure out why is it any better according to the Rach. According to the Rach, it's the opposite. It's that Beit Shammai was the Chumra. Beit Shammai, how could it borrow from Beit Shilo? Elamai, it's Muchach, because Beit Shilo, because what? Because Beit Shilo is Modiyah. How's it Muchach? Maybe the reason why Beit Shammai borrowed Beit Shilo, because also Beit Shammai could be Beit Shilo. I hear it would mean that they did even Lekul like Beit Shilo. Yeah, but the Gemara says later on that that's true, that the also could be Beit Shilo even Lekul. So Beit Shammai did like Beit Shilo Kula, means that they were Mekul and Tyre, so of course they could borrow, because they did like Beit Shilo Kula. They were, Beit Shilo was a Machriya like Beit Shilo, he did the Ferkadach. That's what Tosis brought in. No, because that which us Beit Shammai could Kedivreim, and we explained, that means that which us Kedivreim even Lekula, that's based on what? Based on what's his Godin, as is Mashmah Digmar later. That which they did Lechumra, that's based on the Hachra of Basko, Nachra of the of the Rove. But that which they even went Lekula, that's because of Losis Godidu. And Losis Godidu would only apply if it's Nikr, Kishtei Toros. But if that which you're knowing is not Nikr, Kishtei Toros, such as the case where Hamlacho Delesle, or in this case, Stam, you don't need Kalim. So that would not come under Losis Godidu. In this case, therefore, they should have, even if you owe normally, that also could be Bissilel, but here they wouldn't have to go Lekul like Bissilel. They could hold on to the Chumrah because no one has to know why they're not using the Kalim. They don't need the Kalim. And yet, you find a devout Kalim. How could it be? Must be Bissilel's idea. So that's the Rupshat according to the Rach. What we tried to discuss in this connection was how can you say it's Losis Godidu? Beit Shammai Bissilel, and Aleph, we see it's not let's go to by Beit Shammai Bissilel, it's stay by the Dinah. So the basic mahalach of the answer is that Mar only said that it's not a problem, let's go to Beit Shammai Bissilel, Lemanda Amar Asu, Beit Shammai Kedivreim. Well, we had the problem from the Mishnah, and we said, no, it's not a let's go to problem. But now we're going, Lemanda Amar Lo Asu Kedivreim, which means that they defer to the Basko, or the Rov. And now we're talking about, but they also go beyond that, even Lekula, based on what Losis Godidu. So within that sheet of Lo Asu Kedivreim, and now we just have the Losis Godidu on the next level, on the question of going Lekula, so within that sheet, then there's a problem of a goodness, even Bashti Batidina. Shai was why? So the Urchaner just didn't really give a Hesber in terms of why. He said, you don't have a Hechrech, and come to there's a double Machokas. We set a Mahalach to explain it. That once you have Achra, then you can't say, well, diversity is a fine, Torah allows for diversity. No, no, to the contrary. Zachra, then already there's a state Torah, even to the extent that there's state Bati Dinim. If there's no Achra, then we can talk about state Bati Dinim as valid expressions of Torah. It's not state Torah. But in the face of Achra, then the Agudas Agudas problems manifest itself even by state Bati Dinim. That's basically the Bishamai. Yeah?
At the end of the day, Bishamai is giving all the Chumras. How is that a law could be written? Why isn't it just the same as
Asukidivrei? If Beis Shammai is keeping... No, because it means the following. That in general, we're going within the Shita that Beis Shammai was lo Asukidivrei. It means that they went like Beis Hillel completely, as Tosafot says. But that has limitations, exceptions. That is only true in a case where it's not Sikishtei Tos. It's true only in a case where... You know, you don't have the Haroah Omer. In the case where the Agudas Agudas would not exist as a problem, the Beis Shammai is free to keep their Chum. Even Amanda Amar, the law of Sukkot Devarim means that they went like Beis Hillel completely, but they don't have to do that in the case where it's Haroah Omer. That's what those things in the Gemara later on.
Doesn't just come up that Nasu? What's the difference?
No, the point in Nafkamin is in the case we don't have a Haroah Omer. You know, you have to go case by case. In a case where it would be Muchach, that it's Agudas Agudas. Masik Yishtei Torahs. So that's where we would go. We would say the Beis Shammai did Kedavi Bissel even Lekula. We don't have the consideration of Agudas Agudas. So then you'd say that on the Lekula level, Beis Shammai would not go with Bissel. That means that if you hold Chumra, they go with Bissel. In other words, Chumra, they'll go to Beis Hillel, because Lasukid Devarim means that they defer to the Basco and to the Rav. But that was their Lechumra. That was their Lechumra. So that depends. If there's an Agudas Agudas problem, then they'd have to go with Kula too, like Beis Hillel. If there is an Agudas Agudas problem, then they'd hold on to their Chum.
That's so the our case is where they would be...
So the case, like Barl and Kalim, Tos says, is like the case thing where he brings in Gemara later, where they opened up the hole between the mikvah, in order to let more water in. Doesn't mean because there's a problem in halachically, just that they wanted more greater flow of water. So that it doesn't have to show that they're doing it like your shita. It could be some other reason they're doing it. That which I'm not using the kelim of Bissel is not because I hold it as a problem, because of my shita of tuma v'taira, because I don't need the kelim.
So the arc is where there would not be a in the machlokes.
No, it would be since Haroah Omer that it's not based on your shita that you're doing. You're doing like your shita. No one has to attribute your hanhaga to expression of your holding by your shita. So it doesn't present an Agudas Agudas impression.
Right. But so it means there would.
Therefore,
be
they can hold. Therefore, they're not. Therefore, they can certainly hold to their standard and not use kelim of Beis Hillel without presenting the impression of Agudas Agudas.
Right, but there are cases though that would not have the heter of Haroah.
Right, there would be right. So there are cases where, but to hold your shita l'chumra is to clearly make a statement.
Okay.
Yeah. That's basically the Tosis. The Tosis just says at the end is yes, but when the Gemara says b'shom b'shilu nimun b'shamai, this is a gears of the Rach. Because Tumas to Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Tahoris, you know, what about those two cases where there Beis Hillel has a Chumra? So either Gemara doesn't reckon with that because it's Lo Shechicha those cases, or because Dafka on this Bishlama, the Gemara could be going Amanda Amar, that Lo Asu. So therefore, on those things, Beis Shammai would go at Beis Hillel anyway, so it wouldn't be Negea that would have that problem. But basically, that's the Pshantos. The last thing that we discuss is, so how do you read the Mayoma? According to Rashi, the Mayoma is beautiful, the Mayoma and the Gemara, because the second case in the Sefer doesn't really add anything to the case of the Reisha. It's identical. It's only Lamanda Amar that Asuki Devayim, and that was what we were talking about in the Reisha. According to Rav Pshat, Tosis works out that the right from the Sefer is Lamanda Amar. That how could Bisilo borrowed from Bis? How could Bisilo have? How could Bisham borrowed from Bisilo? So that's only totally. That's only going. That's even going Amanda Amar that also that Beis Shammai was lo Asukid Devarim, because here it's different. Tosafot explained. So you have an added advantage to the Sefer to bring it from the Sefer, because it's Amanda Amar that normally is lo asu, but this case would be a ra'im madam lo asu. So that's why you have an advantage in the state. So the Rambam is a mechanami. We don't have to give some my umma. That second part is not there. And the Rosh had a pshat to work it out, because he could have gotten it from the Reisha too. Now there are more things. It could have been a ra'im in the case of Tzara. Okay, but that's basically that's basically the Tosus, yeah.
Is Tosus like poskening here and saying that according to him Haroah Omer does?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're quite right. I think in Tosus it comes out that Haroah Omer does in fact hold up maskana, unless you start machalik between the Agudas Agudas on the fundamental level and the Agudas Agudas on Beis Shammai's Lo Asu Kedivayim. I don't know, Mehecha Teisa, that should be so. It clearly you see it's a factor in Agudas Agudas.
And also, I don't really understand the Inami at the last line of Tosfos.
Yeah, in other words, it's just explaining one line of the Gemara. When the Gemara says in the Raif and the Sefer that we understand that Beisilka borrowed from Beis Shammai, that's fine. Why? Because Beis Shammai was what? Was generally the Chumrah. But what about Bisham bar from Bisilo or Karcha? Because of Modilu. So this that was Bishlama to the Gemara, Bisilk bar from Bishamai. The problem is, why is it so Pashut? There's always two things that could have happened by Bishamai's Kalim that Bisil would hold his Tumma and Bishamai would not. Because there's two cases, Tosus mentions in Adius, that Bisil was indeed Lachumra. So either that's a Rosh Chiyach case, both of those cases, or that within the Bishlama of the Gemara, when Mar spells out the Bishlama, the Gemara was thinking, Bishlama, I can make sense of the Bisil Baron from Beis Shammai, meaning a man da'ama that Beis Shammai was lost to Kedivrei. That's all. So just in the Bishlam, the was going that in Beis Shammai was lost to Kedivrei. That means that meaning as follows: that lechumra they would go to Beis Hillel, and therefore even though things of Beis Hillel was lechumra, Beis Shammai was also lechumra. Pshat is clear. Okay, Gufa. Amar Rav Elazar. So we mentioned this in the Shaka V'Tar Namad Aleph. Rav Elazar says, even though it's machokes agabi tzoros erva b'sham b'sila modim, they both agree, both shittos agree, she'ein mamzer el mishi suri su erva v'anushkaris, that the only time there's mamzer is from iser erva with karis. They all agree to that principle of mamzerus. So the Russian modim sounds like someone's modded to someone else. So more wants to know pshat here in this formulation. Man modim, ilem Beis Shammai leBeis Hillel, meaning that Beis Shammai agrees to Beis Hillel that there'll be a mamzer problem here because of the rule of a mamzer mishi suri sur erva. So who's modded to Beis Shammai leBeis Hillel that in the case of a tzoras erva leBeis Hillel there'll be a mamzerus? Can't be that. Pshita. I mean, in other words, it's obvious that the Shammai is mode to be so. There's no problem of mamzi here by tzoras erva Beis Hillel le Beis Shammai. The bnei chai v'lavin ksherim ninu, because bnei chai v'lavin obviously are kosher, because all you have is chai v'lavin here. Yivam l'shuk. So obviously if pashut the mode in Beis Shammai Beis Hillel should be pashut. Ela Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. So what does it mean Beis Hillel Beis Shammai? That what? That it won't be a mamzer because you need karis. Wait a second. It is. He gufa chayv krisusi. Meaning that because of this standard that you need chayv krisus, therefore modim. That this fails the test. That's what it means, modim. Because of this standard that we're setting up, so therefore one is modded to the other, that therefore it won't be a problem of mamzeris. Now, on Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, it's obvious that it fails the test. It's only chayv lavin. And according to the other way around, Bisil Bishamay, it is in fact Chavi Krisis. So Gemara says, Go Olam Bishamay Bisil. So the real of the Pshat is Modim means Bisham Bisil. I so it's Pashat that there won't be a Mamzer. Fuk be Rabbi Akiva. That since there is Rabbi Akiva's Shita, that they can have Mamzer Smachai Milavin, so you might think that there could be a Mamzer in the case of Yom Lushuk as well. Interesting. So according to this, Havim Mina. That means that the Shita of Rabbi Akiva of Chai V'Lavin making a mamzer would even apply to the case of Yivam L'Shuk. The Mashmola, no, that Beis Shammai is more than Beis Hillel, that it would not have a problem because it's not Chai V'Krisus. So we don't go Rabbi Akiva. But if we went Rabbi Akiva, it would sound like even Yivam L'Shuk would have mamzers. What does Rashi say? Hachi gasina pshita bnei chayv lavin k'sherim ninu mid Rabbi Akiva kam perek acholetz. Tosfos. Pshita bnei chayv lavin k'sherim ninu. So that's what Gemara asks. Tema, de lo masik adayte dasa lefugit Rabbi Akiva. I mean, like, why did Gemara even ask the kasha? I have to answer it. I mean, it's obvious that that could be the chiddush. The modim, meaning because of Rabbi Akiva, and that's why chayv lavin would be a mamzer kamash malan. That Rabbi Shammai is modim that it's not a mamzer from chayv lavin. Like, why did Gemara think in asking the kasha? The terrace is obvious. The iavi high rabbi losa amor rabbi osi shapi. The pshita leite in alachu rabbi Akiva. In other words, this Rabbi Lazar, who are we talking about? Namor Rabbi Lazar or Tana Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua? Tosfos says, if we would say that Rabbi Lazar is an Amora, that's the Rabbi Lazar here, then I can understand that he didn't think that the halacha should be Rabbi Akiva, so therefore, there's no reason to have to tell me the obvious. If he holds it, since the Hachro was not Rabbi Akiva, and by the Amoraim already, that's already been established, so you don't have to tell me the obvious. We already know halacha is not Rabbi Akiva. But it's not true. Avahu Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua Shutana Kin Muchach Besar Yuchsin. Tos takes for granted this is a brisa, a tosefta. So the Rabbi Lazar was Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua, which is why the Gemara was asking the kasha from that on Amud Aleph. Otherwise, you can't tell me from Rabbi Lazar ask a kasha on the Gemara that the chitim katav is so imam zemechayv krisus. Well, Rabbi Lazar. Good. So who have to accept Rabbi Lazar the Amora? The answer is Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua who said this. Okay, so now if it's Rabbi Shemua, then what's the Gemara asking? Pshita, there's a Rabbi Akiva who holds Chayv Lavin makes mamzer. So that could have been why you would think Beis Shammai would also have mamzer problem with the tzaras of Beis Hillel. The nearer as follows: the Saka Daitach the Lushum Tana Lavi mamzer Mivam Lushuk Eladafka Michayv Lavin the Sheir Kitnan Bacholetz Ezel mamzer Kol Sheir Baser Shul Belo Yav. So the Gemara was saying and thinking and asking Pshita that even though we know Rabbi Akiva's Pshita, but still it's Pshita, because even Rabbi Akiva could not tolerate Mamzerus by Stama Lachai V'Lavin, only Chai V'Lavin the She'er. It has to do with Ishus. Yivam L'Shuk is not Chai V'Lavin the She'er. The Kurva, or maybe Ishus for Tosus, the question is how to define it. Chai V'Lavin the She'er, this is not Chai V'Lavin the She'er. Stama Yisri Yivam L'Shuk. Therefore, that's why it was pashut that should know mamzeres and mivam lishuk. V'hadatan ba'isha rabba ha'isha shalach ba'lav dam disayam. So it says a case in the Mishnah there, if she and her husband go, the husband and the son went disayam, v'amo meiz ba'la, and they told her that the first the husband died, v'akach meiz bina. In which case, she can remarry because at the time of the death there was a child. She remarries. Then they tell her that really it was the other way around. So it comes out when the husband died, she was childless. So then, and she remarried. Taita means emezeh. So there's all kinds of penalties and so on, halachas, and both husbands, at the end of the day, if the husband came back, whatever. So it says that the avlad is mamzer. What's the issue of amalashuk? So you could get Rabbi Akiva, but you see, even Rabbi Akiva is masking. There is a mamzim yamashuk. Just a knas, and that's different. The avagav the sanya b'gemar zudim Rabbi Akiva. The main condition tells me chayv lavin. The Gemara establishes that is the pshat in that Mishnah is based on Rabbi Akiva, not stam a knas, but it's because of Rabbi Akiva. He buys a little. He didn't. Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua did not have that rice. Did not know that rice, and therefore, it was clear to him that there cannot be a possible mamzer for Rabbi Akiva by Rabbi Lishuk. So what does the Gemara say? Therefore, that the Gemara saying a maskana? So why does it say modim? The Gemara says a maskana. Lafukim mit Rabbi Akiva. In other words, no, in a chanami. There could be, it sounds like the Gemara is saying, there could be a potential mamzeris by chayv lavin that's not she'er. That's what it sounds like. Because the Gemara says in response that it's lafuke b'Rabbi Akiva, not lafuke, that you might think that there is chayv lavin, that there is mamzeris from a lav de she'er, kamash malon, that there isn't. It sounds like in the ending, we're saying that no, in a chanami, there could have been mamzeris. It's interesting. It comes out that in the Gemara's Teretz, it falls away. Lemaisa, we have, according to this possibility that Rabbi Akiva only said that Chayav in the She'er, we have the case of Lo Yivne, La'acha Chalitza. There's an Isser of Lo Yivne. So it says, En La'acha Chalitza Kum, in the Mishnah in the fifth parak, and the Gemara says that's like Rabbi Akiva. It's not Toface after Chalitza because of Chayav, because of Isser Lo Yivne. So how does that square with Otos saying that Chayav Lavin, that's not the She'er, there's no question that Rabbi Akiva's mode over there. So you have to assume that Lo Yivne is considered Lavin the She'er. Why is that? So if you consider a small form of Vashon Zarach, obviously that could work. Tosis didn't see it that way, so we explained because it's basically the issues that went awry through the Chalitza, so that's also called Chayav Lavin the She'er. For Tosis, Chayav Lavin the She'er includes Inyanim of issues. We had this, we discussed this, if you remember the Tosis and Daf Yud, right? We had this, the bottom Tosis and Daf Yud, we get into this question, how do you define Chayav Lavin the She'er? From Yudam et Aleph to Yudam et Beis, we discussed this question, you can go back on that. Okay. Right, to the Gemara, Tashma. Afal pi shenechaku b'shamay u'b'silel. So at this point, we haven't resolved the question of asu lo asu. Right, we tried, but we didn't. We never write yet from the Mishnah. Now we're trying again. This is a brice. Af pisha nechukul b'shami b'silo b'tzaros u'b'achayos b'get yashan. These are all different cases of nashim in yanim of issues that b'shami so disagreed on. We'll see the details more in Rashi. Tzaros is our Mishnah. Achayos is a Mishnah third parak. If you have four brothers. Two are married to two sisters, and those two brothers died. So the two sisters fall yibum to the two remaining brothers. So it says that it's like a chosakuka, case. So they get chalitza, not yibum. But what about in kadmu b'kan? So it's the yibum. So it says that according to Rabbi Elazar, b'shamayom yikayin, they can stay married. Selam lo yotziu. That's the. So it's a question again of whether that could work. Question in that case whether they can stay married. That's the second case. That's a chayus. The get yashan means that if she was misyached with her between the ksiva seget and the sina seget. Says machokis and gitin between bishami bishilel kashal of drabbanan. It's a question drabbanan over there. Zerush and Yom Gita called them with not the Mishnah Ein Testament base where the Pot Adam Ishto beget Yashan Bisila Osim Bezel get Yashan Misyachid Ima Me Achashek Savala. He wrote the get, then he was Misyachid with her, and then he gave it to her. The Shammai says it's fine. Bisila says no, that we go there, we don't let you use the get Yashan. That's another case. That's a third case. Ubesafik eshes ish. Here, there's two shown us in Rashi. One lashon has to do with the machokus and by miun that we have in the later parak of Beis Shammai. All kinds of halachas. Gabi miun arusa versus nesua, beyavam bebal b'nei beis din shelo b'nei beis din. Right. So there's a question as far as when miun works and when miun doesn't work. Shammai has disagreements about this. Why I could suffocate the shis? Because miyun could always uproot the ishus from afreya. Therefore, any situation of a girl who's married, that miyun might take effect from afreya to be okay that ishus. So she's in a situation called suffocate the ish. So it means so that machokis and Shammai sell gabi miyun, which we're referring to as suffocate is one pshat in Rashi. Rashi is another pshat we'll see soon in Rashi. So that's a fourth case. Uvim Megarish is Ishtav Lanayim Mobib Pundak, that's a Mishnah also in Gitin, that if after the get he's Misyached with her. So the way Gemara learns up Shad in that Mishnah, the Machokis is if you say, Hein Hene De Yichud Hene De Bia, that if Lechoshesh, but he need a new get now, because if Lechoshesh that he was Boel HaLashem Kedushin, so then you need a new get. So that's a machokis b'shama b'silo. If Hamagash just ishtov lana imo b'pundikish, so she slept with him in an inn after giving her the get, b'shama says she does not need another get. So it says shvichem enu get sheni. As explained, heine heine de'ichud heine de'bia. So that's another machokis gabi ishtos b'shama b'silo. So we have is she an ishtos ish? Is she not ishtos ish? And then what last thing is the Mishnah Kedushin, the Kesef, B'Shava Kesef, B'Puta, B'Shava Puta. What's the minimum shear for Kedusha Kesef? B'Shava Kesef, B'Shama has a bigger shear of dinar. Kesef meaning a dinar or Shava dinar, B'Shava says Puta, Shava Puta. So the Bryce is saying, even though we have these various machokas in B'Shama B'Shava, this range of issues, that according to one, it's an ishus, she's an ishus ish, according to the other, she's not. And it could go in different directions based on each of these cases. Despite of all of this, nevertheless, each side was not deterred from marrying into families of the other side. Even though we have all these potential possibilities of a woman who's really was an Eishes Ish for one and not for the other, she could have been married based on the heter of what the other camp held and then have children. Who knows? Verveis, what's going on here? Potential mamzeris issues. Again, based on all these various cases, that for one it's mekudeshes, for one it's not, and go in all kinds of different directions depending on whatever the case is, right? Sometimes with shama would have some vinacious ish, but still not. Sometimes the other way around, if it's a pruta, not a dinner, so for b'silel, it would be mekudeshes. So all kinds of cases where it could be a problem for one and not the other, and yet lo nimdu. Tosis is going to stress for us that the ikar point that he's mentioning is the case of tzara. That's the first in the list. But Miwa mentions all these various cases. And all this is lamedcha, in order to let you know, to teach us, to teach you shechiba v'reyas nohagim zebazeh, that there was a feeling of camaraderie that was clear, in effect between them. They had good relations, and therefore they would tell the other. Well, that's the idea, we'll see. But there was chiba v'reyas l'kayim ha'shinem ha'emes v'shom ha'havu. Despite the fact that there was MS for each one, they held on to their shittas, there was also shalom. And therefore they married. They married each other. This is what the first Tana says. This is what the Brisa says. Rav Shimon Omer, Shimon says, Nimnu heimin avadai, blo nimnu min asafik. That from cases of vadai, in fact, they did hold back from marrying into the other family. The case of safik, not. Shal is what this means. Some Rishonim say means that it's not a vada case of a tzara. You don't know. Maybe. Rashi has a different pshat. We'll see soon in Rashi. Rashi learns that from these cases, the six cases, so one of them is considered a suffix situation, namely lana imo b'pundiki. After he gave her the get, he slept with her in a hotel room. And according to Beis Hillel, hein ha'yichle debia, for Rashi that means not a vada, a suffix. Maybe there was beer, maybe he became mikudeshes, so she's mikudeshes misafik. She needs a new get misafik, not the vada. So that's what Shimon's going on. He says, in that case, which only suffik to begin with, so they were not nimdu. But from the other cases, they were nimdu. This is how the Gemara thinks right now, Pshanim of Shimon. So now the Gemara is going to try to bring its raya from Shimon. Rav Shimon says that b'derech kal nimdu. Minasav minavade nimnu, says the Gemara. I amrit bishlama asu. If you tell me bishlama was asu kidivrayim, each one held on to their shita, including bishlama holding on to his shita. Shemachin nimnu. I understand why there was minavade. They had to hold. They had each one had to hold back from the other because each shita held on to their shita, and therefore minavade nimnu. Eli yamrit lo asu. If you hold the loss of Bishama Kidivayim, that they went to Bisilo's side, it's a my nimnu. So why was there any reason for Navada Nimnu Navada? So it's clear from Avshimon that us Bishama Kidivayim, that's why Nimnu Navada. In fact, Digmar Vitisbura, Nihinami the Asu. Even if you tell me that Asu Kidivayim, but still have a problem. Because Bishlam Bishilo Nimnum Bishamai. I understand Bishilo would want to hold back from Bishamai the Chayvi Krisus Nimnum. Umamzerim Heim Bishilo. Because in the case of Tsaros, what do we have at stake? A potential curse issue. Namely, Eishasach. So I understand Bisil is Nimach Bishamai because of potential Mamzeris issues with the Tsaras Erva. What happened? The Tsara went and married the Shuk, Shalok Kedin. So what is that? Nisr of Chayvei Lavin. So why would Beis Shammai be Nimna Min Avadi from Beis Shiloh if we're not talking about Mamzerus? Of course, Tosus is going to say, but you have all the other cases where you could have a situation of Avadai Eishes Ish for Beis Shammai that's not for Beis Shiloh. So Wesmore only picking on the case of Tsara, which is only Chayvei Lavin. It could be cases of worse. So apparently the Iker Nakuda here was from the first case, even though it mentions the other case as well. So within the case of Tsaros, we don't understand why Beis Shammai was Nimna from Beis Hillel. It's only Chayvei Lavin. And here again, the fact that the Gemara spells out that Beis Hillel was Nimna because of Chayvei Krisus, again, it's assuming clearly that this Koresh Petzar, clear. And for the Gemara, Ked Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak, Lo Nitzvacha El Letzara Atzma. Achinami, Lo Nitzvacha El Letzara Atzma. So Nachman by Yitzchak says that which Beis Shammai was Nimna, Min Avadai, doesn't mean B'nai Tzara, that's Chayvei Lavin, but the Tzara herself. Tzara herself, she's according to Beis Shammai, she needs Chalitz or Yiva. That's the Nimna. Now, affect the Gemara. Umayshna Min Avadai, the Isurahu, Sabaknami Isurahu. Now, Pshat here, just to get back to Pshat here, what is the point of Rav Shimon? So we were miyat. So chur according to this. So what do we? But what do we have right now? Do we have a raya asu or law asu or not? The chura we do. The Gemara says bishlama asu mishamachin nimnu. Ayam law asu amay nimnu. Then was the tizbura and hinami the asu. But still, why would Bisham be nimnu from Bisilo? Answer the Gemara because of the tzara. But umaisa we have here a raya. That also could have been. Clear. Even the Gemara is Mamshech with more rayas, but that's the Derech HaGemar. But Lamaisa, at this point, we have a raya from this brayasa that also could have been. Because it says that Nimnu Mnavadai. So clearly there was what to be Nimna, obviously because it's also could have been. But now the Gemara wants to know Pshat itself. Why is it Mnavadai that they were Nimna and not Mnasafik? Mnavadai because it's Isura. So minasafik, meaning what case of Rashi going to suffik? The case of learning of pundiki. So it's also a possibility that she could become remarried with as an ishish. So why wouldn't Beis Shammai again? Who held there with Beis Hillel says? But he's going both directions. Min avada v'lo minasafik. Minasafik to suffik is. She's an Ashes issue with Silla. Beis Shammai says she's fine. So according to this, how could it be Minasafik not? It's Minasafik Shosabiyavrab. Ella Ema differently. What does it mean? Not the way we thought that Safik means the case of Safik, one of those cases. Ella Ema Minastam means a Minastam, they were not Monea. Meaning the Modilu Parshi. Minasavik just means that if they didn't know, then they can assume everything is okay because they knew that the other ones would tell them. That's what means Minasavik. Umaykamash Malon. So what does that mean at the end of the day? What is it really telling you in Rav Shimon? To have Reyes Nogin Zebazet. Hainu Reisha. So it's basically reiterating the point that they got along. Modu Parshi, that's in Rav Shimon. That was what we said in the beginning as well, before Rav Shimon said a word. So it's all it's echoing what we said in the Reisha. Hakamash Balan, the Kul Rav Shimon. Nachinami, the whole Reisha is Rav Shimon, and it is in fact echoing what says in the Reisha. Right, let's go through the Rashi's here in the various cases and in the Tosis, and then we'll talk more about this whole Indian of Modu Parshi, a little more to understand exactly what is this obligation. To what extent is it an obligation to be Modia? But Lomais, keep in mind, from this Gemara, we have arrived at a proof that also b'shemek k'divei. L'chor, this is one right from this brace. Rashi says as follows: b'tzoros, that's our Mishnah. The Masnisin b'achoyis, that's Perek Darach, in the case that we said of the Achos Kuka, the two sisters that fell the Yibum to the two other brothers, if they were Kadmu b'kansu. B'safek eshes ish, this is the third case. So we have two pshat in our Rashi. What is the case of b'shemek disagreeing about Suffolk Ashes Ish? What's the Suffolk Ashes Ish case? It's actually the fourth case. Yeah, Get Yashin. Rashi apparently had the order differently. We have Get Yashin as number three in the list, right? Rashi apparently had Suffolk Ashes Ish as third, and then Get Yashin was fourth, because Rashi's in Masbir now, Suffolk Ashes Ish before Get Yashin. Okay. The Perek B'Shamay, the Tanam B'Shamayom, Imman El Arusos. And what did B'Shamay say? That you could even have Yibum, even have Miyun after Nisuin. And what else does it say over there? Bishami says, Bibal Velo Biyavam. You can't have Yibum, Miyun after the Misa Sabal. And Bishami says, Ba'u Biyav. Bishami Bifanav, Bishami says, Bishol Bifanav as well. Bishami Bezdin, Bishami says, even Shol Bezdin. So it's a range of machokis in Ugabe when Miyun works. So that's the Suffolk Eshesish, is considered that machokis about Miyun. Baktana bas miyun kari suffik eshes ish. Why? Not because it's a kedushin drabbana. I mean, at a certain point she's a gedola. She can't do miyun, but she's still drabbana until there's bia. But there's no longer machokes b'sham b'silah. It's a suffik ish because so long as miyun could be done, so the whole ishes could be uprooted. Dilma ma'enes v'nafka, and she'll go out. So this is one pshat in what it means suffik eshes ish. What's the other pshat? Lishnachrina. Nira, shchid merash et kasav liisha ze gitech mayom imati mecholi ze. So someone is deathly ill, and he says to the woman, "I'm going to give you this get mehayom." Should he succumb to this illness? So now ko osan hayomim. So now, from that point until the point that he dies or gets better, so it's a limbo state. We don't know if he'll die. Now, if he dies, it's retroactive to the point that he gave the get. So now she's married, but there's a suffolk eshes ish. She may or may not recover. So kosim nikri suffolk eshes ish kidit nan. Like it says in the Mishnah Gittin, gabi that case. Ma'i bosin that kosim yamin. Rav Yosi omer bilasu suffolk. Rav Meir omer bilasu tuluya. So again, because again the shy lives, she may or may not be divorced. Utnan lo tisyached imo ela al pi eden. So it says there as well that he should not be. She should not be misyachid with this husband, LLP Aiden. Now, what is that about? Why can't she have yichud? So here, Rashi says this connects to machlokes b'sham b'silo. Abi shlo shanina ba machlokes b'sham b'silo. Akarach nechuk ba. In other words, this question of the yichud by a pshchimera that wrote what would be if she'd be misyached with this husband from that point on would be telling the same machokis b'shem b'silah by the case of someone who's miyached with his wife after giving her the get. So we don't assume that we know that there was a kedushin and a kedushin bia. There's no need for another get. So dami hene yichid bia, svichemeno get sheni. Rashi continues. So peg misha achzal kredaikis in seventh parak in Gittin, ifru bav Yosi bav Yehuda rabbana. As follows, diktani. What would be ra'ua shenis yachta imo ba afela? Let's say they saw, Adam saw that she was misyachid with this husband who was a shchimera, who gave her a get, in Mati Micholizet. And we saw there was yichud. Adam saw yichud. Umukminan hasam, that what? The aliba de beisila de begarish ishtovelan emipundiki. Hud ifriguba. The Omar Kiman. אז לא הדם רב יוחד מהחוקת כשרוע שנבר לה, ואיד רב יוחד נגבי פוקטה בשם ביסל איתמה. What's Rashi bringing from the Gemara here in Ayin Gimel and Gittin? The Gemara directly connects that question, ראו שנסייחת עם הבא אפילה, with the statement of Rabbi Yochanan that says that the machlokes by Rana Bepundiki is that it was Ra'ua she. Rashi is quoting like this: Rabbi Yochanan says machlokes was shenivala, but the Gemara says that's not really the pshat in the Mishnah. That was a pshat in the Braisa. Let me give you a little bit of, fill you in a little bit here on this. The Mishnah says it's a machlokes by Rana Bepundiki whether she needs a new get or not. Now, the shaila is, what did they see? They see Bia, did they see just Yichud? One possibility is they saw Bia, so it won't be the shaila if he needs a new get. Chari, yes. The shaila is no. Maybe it was not L'shem Kedushin. Bia was Bia's Nus. The shaila is, does Adam also be Lassa Bia's Nus or ain't Adam also be Lassa Bia's Nus? One way to understand the machokis. The other possibility is, no, they didn't see Bia. They only saw Yichud. But the shaila is, that we know in the most of Bilas knows, but do we assume there was Bia here? If Eide Yichud is Eide Bia, then yes, then you need a new get. If Eide Yichud and Eide Bia, then you don't need a new get. So the Gemara says that Rav Yochanan made a statement that the Machlokes is Baruah Shenivala, and the Mashaila is if Adam also Bilas of Bilas knows, and Adam also Bilas knows. But Lo Ruah Shenivala, everyone agrees you don't need a new get because you don't say Eide Yichud or Eide Bia. But the Gemara shows from the Mishnah here that clearly the Mishnah learned differently. Because the Mishnah says that min ha'erisin, he for sure doesn't need another get. Because ein libo gaspa, you don't think that he's going to, you don't assume he did bia. If it's Ruah Shenivala, then there was bia. So it was the shaila. So then it's totally in. If ain't the most of the then there was kedushin. That's because they never got to the stage of nesuin, but if there was bia, there was bia. So it's Muchach, says the Gemara from the Mishnah, that Olam, the Mishnah is Dafka, Lora Ruah Shenivala. And what is the Machlokes in the Mishnah? If Hein Hein Yichud, Hein Hein Bia. But Rav Yochanan's statement was on a different version of the Machlokes, because Rav Shimon ben Elazar said that the Machlokes, B'Shem Yitzhak, was not by the case of Ra'uah, just Yichud. The Machlokes was by Ruah Shenivala. So the Mishnah has another version of the Machlokes that it was not Ruah Shenivala, and the Shaila is Eidich Edibia. So that's the Shaila here in the Gemara. So the Gemara applies that issue to the case of the Shchinara case, where he said Imati Micholi Zeh Harizegitech Miat. And the Gemara makes the connection between the statement of Rabbi Yochanan by the case of the Anim Bepundiki and the case over here. So what Rashi is saying in effect is that when the Braisa lists different cases of Machlokes, and it mentions in the list Sabek Eishes Ish, so according to Rashi's second shot, Sabek Eishes Ish is the case of Shchivera, and where do you see Machlokes in that case? But the answer is, from the Gemara in Gimel, you see that in that case, if there would be Yichud, it would be the Machlokes of Lanim Bepundiki. Which means basically that the Mishnah has in the list two things which really are the same, because it mentions separately Rana Bepundiki and it mentions Safek Eishes Ish. So that's what Tosis is going to ask in Rashi, why do you have to have a separate case? It's really the same Machlokes that's mentioned in the list further in the list. That's basically what Rashi is doing here. Just read it again just to hear it again in the words. So even though we don't find a Machlokes in that case, Shami says we don't say Hei Diich Hei Diyah, so you don't need a new get in the case where this woman was Mithyachid with her husband who is Shechemira. We still held that we say Hei Diich Hei Diyah, you need a new get. And the Gemara in Misha Achzo, if we go Bav Yossi Bav Yudah Bav Banan, the Ketani, Roosh Mithyachta Imo Bav Feila, so if they saw Yichud, and the Gemara says that Riba de Beis Hillel, that Negarish Ishta, Vonim Mepundiki, who the ifriguba the Amar Keman Azra had Amar Yochan Machlokes Shud Nivala. That goes. So the Gemara has to work out depending on what the version of the case was here. So Keman Azra had Rabbi Yochanan. Does it go like everybody? Does it go like nobody? So meanwhile, you see that we're bringing that into the case over here of the Shchinara. The Yid Rabbi Yochanan is mentioned by the Machlokes B'Shem B'Yisrael. Okay, for the more the details, you have to look in Agim and Beis and Gittin. The Gemara keeps has different ukimtas. What were choshesh in the case of nisyachta ba'feila? The nus for kedushin, and after saying that, and kiman azra hadam Rabbi Yochanan. So clearly the two issues are that links us to the Mishnah of Pundaki, and that's what Rashi is trying to say in terms of Pshat over here. That the Asavi Shchimera, Safik Eishasi, is just the case of Shchimera, which is an echo of the Machokes, Bishtam Beisov by Pundaki. Okay. Get Yashan, and that is Shabani Mub Pundaki. No, there's something wrong here. Now, what is the Gimel? No. Get Yashan, Vehamigarish, Yeah. In other words, Get Yashan, Rashi doesn't even bother telling us. Strange. What's Get Yashan? Get Yashan is the Mishnah says what Get Yashan is. The Mishnah said Get Yashan is if he was between the Ksiva and the Nesina. These are two separate cases. Between the Ksiva and the Nesina, the Get, he was Misyachi with her. And the other case is if he's Misyachi with her after the gave her the Get. Two separate things. So get Yashan Hamigash, you have to read out the Bach. Get Yashan Vehamigash is in Bundiki, look in Git and you'll find both over there. They're two separate Mishnais. They follow one another. I mean, there's a Mishnah in between, but one Mishnah, Get Yashan, that's on 9 tests on the days, and then the case of Pundiki is on Payaf Merala. So according to Rashi, the order here is what? Tsaros, Chayos, and then you have Safik Eishes Ish, and then you have Get Yashan and Gash Yashish Lomim Bupundiki. It's very strange, you know why? I mean, Bifrat, according to Rashi's second Pshat of Safik Eishes Ish, it's mamish the case of Lomim Bupundiki, the same Machokas. So you would have certainly, if you're going to have it already and learn it that way, you should expect them, at least those two to be next to each other. Instead, it says Safik Eishes Ish. Then, according to Rashi, then comes Get Yashan, and then comes Lomim Bupundiki, which is really the same Machokas as Safik Eishes Ish, according to the second Pshat of Rashi. So I don't know, very strange. But clearly that Rashi seems to have the order that way. Our order, at least, it's Harbatsar. Still, what you have to mention is two, but at least they mention one after the other. What's the other one? Kesef, the sixth case that they argue about in Ishus. Kesef, Shava Kesef, Din, Puta, Shava Puta. Linin Kedusha, Isha, Bishami, Omen, Bidina, Shava Dina. Bisil, Omen, Puta, Shava Puta. Bidina, who Kesef, Tsuri, Upruta, Hisha, Nechoshes. The kesef is shava kesef with shamai, puta shav puta beisilo. Perakam the kedushin kari dinar to beis shamai kesef. With shamai shir dinar is referred to as kesef. The Amrav Yosi, the Mavasi rather called kesef. Amrav Torah stam kesef tsuri. So kesef stam is kesef tsuri, and that's the shir of dinar. V'svinan v'harei kedusha isha lemu ravasi dama kebeis shamai v'chuli. Minas safik. So the Gemara, it says in Rav Shimon that they were lo nimnu minas safik. Kasaka daita chashta. At this point, the Gemara assumes minas safik means be issa safik. What case is issa safik? So notice how Rashi learns. Other Rishonim have different shat. Kigon megarish v'lani mabundiki. The leka ela safik, the shema bala el shem kedusha. Of these six cases, one of them can be identified as the safik case. Which is the safik case? The case of Lanim Bapundiki, I mean, the other case is also derivative of that, according to the second Pshat of Rashi, but a suffix that may be Bolo Shem Kedushin. There's a Chidush in this Rashi, you realize, because if you look at Rashi Gittin Lamashal on that case, but what does it say? According to Bisilo, you need a new get. Why? Hein Hein Eichot Hein Eidibia. So Rashi here is going Pshat in the Gemara that is a case of a suffix Kedushin. Rashi in Gittin says differently. Rashi Gittin says on that Gemara on the payoff on base, the Gemara explains Machokis is if you say Hene Dich Hene Debiya. Rashi explains Kolomar Kevin Shirosh Nisiyachadu Ein Tzarech Edus Shobia Gadol Mized Vaday Anan Sahadi Kevin the Gaisi Adadi Lo Parshus Zemized. Rashi says there in payoff on base, it's a Vaday, it's not a Suffolk. In other words, this that she needs a new get for Bisilu is a Suffolk get or a Vaday get. Rashi Gittin would be seem to be a Vada get, Vada, and then Sahadi. Rashi here is saying it's a Suffolk, and Rashi is learning in the Gemara. Perishu Minas Suffolk means that, I mean, Lo Nimnu Minas Suffolk is the case of get of Lanabi Pundiki. What are you asking? Yeah?
Maybe the Suffolk here is a Shem Kiddushin? there is a bad day, he was bald, or it's the stubby one, I should be doing.
No, it's not a bad day, bro. That's the point. The comment of Rashi is on the Gemara Zukimta that the Mishnah is talking about a case of not Rosh Nivala, just for Rosh and Siachta. And the Machokis says you need a new get, is because do we say, Hein 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 Yichud Hein Hein Debiya? Beis Shammai doesn't hold Hein Hein Yichud Hein Debiya, so we don't need a new get. So it says you need a new get. Rashi says, Anan Sahadi. So it means Bevada. Rashi is saying that you need a new get Misafik. I think the Torah also brings this, that you need a get Misafik. Rashi apparently has a Gemara to support him, at least his reading of our Gemara. It doesn't say anymore what the case is Minasafik. Other Rishon Lin, it means the cases of the other cases, a tzara, where it's a suffix. You don't know if she was really a case of a tzara in his family. Maybe a tzara got mixed up in his family, maybe not. And now you have a girl to take, or a husband to take from this family that may have had a tzara mixed into it. That's the case of suffix. Within tzara, you don't know. If there's a vada tzara, that's one thing. A suffix. Rashi's learning that the case of an asafik was the case of Ganim Mukhudiki. So then, it's a Furish Gemara, it's only din asafik that you need to get misafik. Luchara, it's difficult in Svara because how could you need to get misafik? If you don't know for sure that you don't consider Edi Yichud to be Edi Bia, then how could it be a condition of Vada? Even if he did Bia. But without Eidei Kiddushin, there's no Kiddushin. You need Eidei Mukim Adavar. So if the Eidei Yichud Eidei be a Bivadai, then the Eidei Yichud serve as the Eidei Mukim Adavar for the Kiddushin. So it goes together. We know there was Vadei Kiddushin, we know there was Vadei Bia, and the Bia that we have, assuming the person doesn't make it Bia to us, so the Bia that you had Eidei Kiyum in the form of the Eidei Yichud. I understand why you need get the Vaday and you have a Kiddushin the Vaday. But if you're going to go with Rashi here, when he learns it in the Gemara, it's only a Safik that maybe he had Bia. But Misafik would be Choshesh. But I understand, if it's only a Safik he had Bia, then that Bia that he had, even on the side that he had it, would not be a Kiddushin, even if he wanted it to be a Kiddushin, because you don't have Eidin for Kimadam. How do you have it two ways? How can it be a Safik on the Bia, and on the tzad that there's a Bia, you need a get? If it's only a suffix on the Bia, then the Eidei Yichud shouldn't serve as Eidei Kiyum for that condition of the Bia. So let him have in mind a condition in the Bia, but it doesn't matter. Without Eidei Kiyum Adavar, it's not going to make a condition. But they don't Eidei Yichud, that's the point. If the Eidei Yichud, so you can take on in the Yichud that there was Bia, then the Eidei Yichud serve as Eidei Bia, so they're the Eidei Kiyum. But that's only if you assume like Rashi says again that it's not solid that there was Bia. So if you hold that if you're sure there was Bia, then you can consider the Eidei Yichud to be the Eidei Kiddushin Mekim Adavar. But if you tell me that it was not a Vadei Bia, so you're Choshesh there was Bia. So being Choshesh there was Bia, how does that create a Vadoz, even on the was, how does it create a Kiddushin even on the side that there was Bia, you shouldn't require again. Because we are the Eidei Kiyum Adavar. How could they serve an Eidei Kiyum Adavar if they only saw Yichud? And Yichud doesn't automatically mean Bia, so we could be Choshesh there was Bia. But even if there was Bia, and he could think addition in the Bia, but if the Eidei Yichud are not defined as Eidei Bia, because if they're not, there's no Vadei Bia, you can't consider the Eidei Yichud to be Eidei Bia. It's a question you have to know from that Gemara. It's a basic question. That how can you have a need for a get, regardless of the suffix possibility that he had Bia, but you don't have Eidei Kiyum Adavar, because Eidei Yichud shouldn't count as Eidei Bia if it's not a Vadei that there was Bia.
I guess there was Vadei Bia, but the suffix right now was the Shem Kiddushin and Hashem's
Nose. No, that's the other version of the Machokas. There's two versions of the Machokas Mishem Yisrael Balanim Mipundiki. The way the Gemara establishes from the Mishnah's version says that if there were only on the level of Erisin, and then he gave the get, and he was going to put the key, then the Mishnah says, then for sure there's no problem, no need for another get, because Engi Bugaspa. So what does that mean? So clearly, if you saw Bia, there was Bia, Vade Nivela, and the Shaila is whether a person would make Bilas or Bilas Nis or not, it shouldn't matter whether it was Mina Erisin that they were they had Bia or Mina Nisuit. The fact is there was Bia, so now you have to know. If he's also Bilas Nis, then no need for a get. If Eina Adam also Bilas Nis, then there's no get. And the fact that Mishnah distinguishes between Eris and Nisu, and it's Muchach, says the Gemara, that we're talking about a case where we don't know Nibbala. They only say Yichud. And what's the Shaila? The Shaila is, do we say, based on the Eide Yichud, that there was Bir? Do we say, Hein Eide Yichud, Hein Eide Bir? So the Mishnah says, Mina Erison, for sure we don't take on, because we don't assume that it was not Libo Gaspa, so we don't assume that there was Bir. But if there was Mina Nesuin, then we have right to assume there was Bir. Do we assume it the Vada or Misafik? That's the Chor the Shaila here. Rashi learns it's Bivada. Rashi Git. Rashi assumes it's Misafik. But the whole version of the machokas that we're dealing with right now is that it was Ra'ua Shenis Yachda, not Ra'ua Shenipa.
Right, so maybe the Roshin is Yachda, and so they can assume Bivada there would be a.
No. That's not the Shaila. That's the Shaila. What's the Suffolk? Yeah, what's the Suffolk?
The view is the Shem Kiddush.
You mean the whole Suffolk? Hein Hein Ericha Erebia. Is a suffix if he had my condition or something that was beer? The Shaila, if we don't hold Hein Hein Ericha Erebia, that means that I don't assume there was beer at all, not that I think there was beer with Shem Kiddush. We're going now that if there was beer, that for sure was with Shem Kiddush. According to the other version of the Machokis, there could have been beer, and the Shaila is, Machokis would be whether we assume it was with Shem Kiddush or could have been with Shem Kiddush. But according to this version of the Machokes, if there was Bia, it was for sure Shem Kiddush. And there must be lost business. The Shaila is, maybe there wasn't Bia. But there was only Yichud. No, Hein Hein Yichud, Hein Hein Bia. But here, we have Machokes, Rashi Gittin, Rashi Yivamis. We say Hein Yichud, Hein Bia, doesn't mean Anan Sahadi Bevada, it doesn't mean it's only a Suffolk. Rashi is saying it's a Suffolk. It's a Suffolk, I don't understand how there could be a need for a get, even on the side that there was a Bia. That's my problem. So that's the Kesaka Daitach. And then the Gemara says, Gitzara Atzma, what's this going on? The Gemara says, Bishlam, this is the Gemara's asking, so now Rav Shimon says, Nimnum Navadai, so that must be Asu. Why are we Nimnu? Because Bisham may hold on to their Shita. Eliam Elo Nimnu, Elo Asu, am I Nimnu? Gemara says Nihinami da Asu. I understand Beisil was Nimnu Beis Shammai, but Chayv Krisus. But why is Beis Shammai Nimnu from Beisil? It's only Chayv Lavin. And says the Gemara that I can take care of. Kedam Rav Nachman by Yitzchak on Nitzvachay Lotzara Atzma. Achinami for our case. Lotzvachay Lotzara Atzma. That was Beis Shammai was Nimnu from Beisil was based on the Tzara Atzma. Rashi says Hadik Tani Nimnoim Mitzara Atzma. Ulaolam Beis Shammai Nami Nimnoim Beis Silam Nivisa Tzara Sabas Ulo Chalitza, meaning Ulaolam that Beis Shammai was Asu Kedivrayan. In other words, Ulaolam Beis Shammai Nami Nimnoim Beis Silal. Right, we were asking what Shaykh Beis Shammai Nimnoim from Beis Silal. The answer is Mitzara Atzma. Nilisa Tzara Sabas, Baruch Halitza, that's the Nimna, on the Tzara Sabas, on the daughter, Beseda, because it's not a Mazeris issue, but on the Tzara Sabas, it's Nimna. So you could have Nimna in both cases. So then the Gemara says, Umay Shna min Avadai the Isur, Safik Isur. So Isur, and says the Gemara, Ela Eman, not min Asafik, min Hastam. Kol Kama de Lav Modi Lulavi Parshi. Min Hastam means as long as they didn't hear that there's a problem, they went ahead with the assumption everything is fine. That means minasafik. Minasafik, they were not nimna because they didn't hear a problem. Rabbi Parshim is stomach. The vada yavi mahanach the losfirulu havi modulu. If it were from those that they would not hold she's kosher, they would have the other ones would have told them. Okay, Tosus has a couple of things along the way here. Besafik eshes ish lashon acher shapirish bekuntres. The second shot in that the ayin shchimera shekasal gedle ishto avgav the ain sham machogis b'stem yisrael onechakup megav shi tovan pudiki. Lo nihira the behed yak chashev hacha how he proved that the megav shi tovan pudiki. Why mention it twice then? The get yashan temel amando amar perek azorik begitin the impotra get yashan tinasir chatchila. It's only gzeir drabbanim. So then it says according to one man to amar that if he in fact used the get yashan, then she could get remarried. It's Lam Mahayalem Lim Noah, the Mashba Delo Nimnu, Mishum Deloso Kidivayim, or Mishum Davi Modu Parashi. But here, it's only a bit of the evidence anyway, so it's anyway fine. Laman Davida get Yashin is fine, so why does that get mentioned over here in the list? It shouldn't present the problem regardless, even if it was Osu Kidivayim, and even if they were not Modiya, but once the get was done, when it, once the get was done already, if he gave it, so then there's no problem anyway after the fact. That's Tosis Kashi. Yeah. So this was the Kasha that the Tizbura, even if you tell me that Asu, but according to Rav Shimon, they were both Nimna from each other. So I understand Bisil is Nimna Bishamai because of Chayvei Krisus. But why were Bishamai Nimna Bishila? The Yimtoma, Bidoma Bishamai, my NS, Mishamai, Hidashav, Kesav, Kesav, Ayum Nimnoin. So I tell you why, because all the other cases are going in those cases. There could have been situations that for Bisil, she was fine to remarry because he did a miyun. Bishamai didn't count such a miyun. Shav, Kesav, Kesav. Beis Hillel would have had it be a kedushin. She's an eishes isha. Beis Shammai would not treat her as an eishes isha. She was left in a dinar. The imniskatcha l'rishon b'pruta l'sheni b'dinar. Right. So Beis Shammai mikudeshes l'sheni. So what would be mikudeshes l'sheni? Ubanem and arishon mamzerim because she's married to the sheni. So it could be all kinds of cases of mamzeris that Beis Shammai should be worried about from those other cases. But almost, what's more, they're asking, it's only Chai V'Lavin. Chai V'Lavin by Tzara, but by the other cases, it could be Mamzer. The Omer read, the Ikarach Baisa Mishim Tzara's Katanilo. Kach Tanilo, but Gabi Mishim Tzara. The Gabi Hachi Katanilo, my Sisim Nasnishin. The Masim Mishim Tzara's Gereda, you know. It sounds like even within, the reason of Tzara's alone, that would have been a basis to be Nimna. And that's the Gemara's Kasha. Based on Tzara's alone, there's no reason to be Nimna. Because Tzara's alone is not Chai, is not Mamzeris. Umayshna Vadai. So now it says, what's the difference Vaday and Safik? That from Vaday they were Nimna and Safik not. Lo Ashinuya Koi, it's not going on the terrace that we just said. El Basad Asikush, you are so Bala Farisha Braisa. It finished the Kasha. The Kasha is there. The Kasha is on the table. We have a Raya that also could Kidivayim. And now, as far as Pshat itself, let's work out Pshat. Tosa Rush actually says something that he wants to work it out. It actually connects to before. Let's see, what does he say? After the Gemara says B'tizbira, why would B'shami Nimna from B'shila? The Gemara says B'tzara Atzma. Now the Gemara says U'maishna M'navadai, that they were Nimna Milisan and Safik not. More answers. It means Minastam, they were not Polish. Minastam, they were not Nimna, because the Modi were Parshi. Why is this Maishna doing over here? Tosis in a Chanami, it's not really Shaykh to what we just said before. What does Tosa Rush say? Something interesting. Yeah, let's see. Meanwhile, he also gives us a little bit of a elaboration on this this Indian I want to talk about this Abba Bereis. Let's look. What does he say? Lava shinui deshanin le'elkoi ela tchila masik suri deshmaib selo mifshad asu. That's done. We already established the asu. This is the Tosa system. No, actually, the Maishna connects to what the whole Gemara is talking about. The Lefrushe Ka Asu. It's coming to explain that which it says, Rav Shimon Hainu Tanakam. In other words, what does the Gemara say? Umaishna this. So either way, there should be Nimna from Nasafik as well, because it's a Safik Yisr. What does the Gemara answer? That Minasafik doesn't mean Minasafik Isser, it means Minasafik, meaning if nobody told me anything, then I would go ahead, because I would assume it's fine. And why is that? Because of the inyan of the Emes Be'Shalom Ahavu. We already said that in the beginning of the Braisa, before we got to Rav Shimon. Hainu Reisha, Hakamashmo and Dekur Rav Shimon. The Gemara's Mishnah is getting to that. Let's see. The lo mistavele lefarish etana kama de amar lo nimnu'u. In other words, until now, what would have been the lo nimnu'u of the Tanakam? If Rav Shimon is one who elaborates, emes v'shal mahavu. So why lo nimnu'u in Tanakam? What's the alternative? Lo nimnu'u because Beis Shammai just went over to the other side. Abandoned ship. And Rav Shimon says, no, minavadai. They were Polish, Minasafik, they were not. So that means in the Tanakhama, that which they were Lo Nimnu was because Lo Asu Kedivei. But that's until now, that would have been the Pshat. So he says, "Do not establish a fast." Tanakam de lomanim haimish and delasim kedivayim. Ela you also kikoy bechumei to be silo. Vizui avareis kinogin zebezeh. That would be the avareis. Avareis, right? I surrender. That's avareis. It's peace. There's no machlokas. Is that really avareis? Beautiful things. De lo mashmalei shalosh and avareis nofel amash elosu kedivayim. Shim tamid chachamim. That's the lesson of the Brayis in the beginning, right? Look, in the beginning, what does he say? If one side surrenders to the other, that's called chibah v'reis nogim zeh v'zeh. No, lashon avareis means not lo asu kedivayim, lehefach. Avareis sheim tamid chacham chokim zeh v'zeh, v'kol echad osek kishmu asa, and everyone does like they hold. Api kein yish avareis b'neiim. That's avareis. What's achdus? Achdus is not uniformity, homogeneity. Everyone does the same, everyone gives up to the other side. No, lehefech. Everyone holds by what they hold. And yet we tolerate each other. That's what avareis is about. Avum asuk shmu asa. Ve'enem nimnoim zeh mizeh ela somchin al zeh shekol echad moro chavero b'meshe yesh lo yizor lefi shmu asa. Each one relies on the other one being able to tell him that for you this is a problem. Zui me avareis. Umanda amaloasu, which anyway we're asking on him, but manda amaloasu, hu yefarish hadlo nimnu bishvil shaloasu. But as far as that was lamedcha, who said those words lamedcha? That's Rav Shimon. It's called Rav Shimoni. Avavireus is because of the fact that it's asu kedivayim, but afapikein, they were modiyah. So therefore, the maishna according to the Tos Rush makes sense over here. Because the Gemara is trying to say this in order to work out the answer. That since we're trying to prove lo asu, and we've proved it, we're trying to work out that asu kedivayim, and we proved it, now we understand that kula Rav Shimon. And we understand that the Avim Reis and the Reisha is also based on asu as well. That's how he works it through. Let's talk a little bit about this inyan of Mohay Mudin. It says that they were Mudia Uparashi. What kind of halacha is it? Is it an absolute chiv for me to tell you that for you it's asr, for me it's not? The lashon is Kaim Hashanema, right? Or the way it says in the beginning in the Braisa. Shachiv Abreis Nogim Zebazeh. Minastam modu parshi. What are my responsibilities, the halach, to tell you? We know there's a notion called with me'iver. Me'iver. I can't trip you or cause you to trip, but your position that you could trip. That's usually an aveira that we all recognize as an aveira. Could be you're the nazir, I'm not a nazir, but I know that it's usher for you to take the cup of wine. Let's say I know it's not wine. Where I hold that wine is not us, you know, that you think it is. So if it's a chesar nidia, so no mela, stomach is nothing. But if it's a question of your shita and my shita, according to your shita, it is us for you. According to my shita, as I see and I understand halacha, it's not us, not for you either. Is there an issue for me to give it to you based on lufnei either? What about this? So let's not talk of favor, misayaya. Say it of the Aveira, that's not the derivative of Me'iva. What exactly are the parameters of this inyan? And here you have the Shami Silo, such a thing, right? For each one, Lishitas, one of them, it's not a problem. For the other one, it is. But they were giving the other ones a heads up. Ava Vireis. Sounds like it's like a Mida Yeshara, Mida Nechona, Ava Vireis. Is there a difference between if you're doing it on your own, or I'm giving it to you? So let's, a couple of Rishonim I saw that, I'm sure there's a lot more in this, but just a little bit here, the Ritva, the Mardechai, the Ramah, interesting in this. Let's look at the Ritva first, the Ritva over here. Yeah, what does he say? He brings a Gemara in Chulin. Let me mention the Gemara, then we'll see the Ritva inside. The Ritva brings a Gemara in Chulin. We have our Gemara, right? That's one Gemara to consider. Then the Gemara in the sugi of Tarobes of Nat Bar Nat, Dogim Sha'ol B'Kaira. When you're there one day, you remember this Gemara. Dogim Sha'ol B'Kaira. Rav Amar Asalach and Bekutach. Shmuel Amar Mutalach and Bekutach. That's how it starts. You have fish that were had been put into a dish that meat had been cooked in. Now you want to know, since the meat put some taste of meat into the fish, can you eat that fish with milk, with dairy? Call that nat bar nat. No sintan bar no sintan. So, the machuk is Rav and Shmuel. Rav Amar, you can't eat it bekutach. Shmuel Amar, mutalach bekutach. Rav says, no sintan. Shmuel Amar, no, it's no sintan bar no sintan. Because we're talking about the meat into the fish and then the milk back into the milk. Anyway, the Gemara goes weiter in that Gemara for a few months down, and it has a story. Rav Elazar was in the presence of Shmuel. Aisi kameid, maybe he was a waiter, I think Rashi says. Shamish lefana besuda. So he brought to Shmuel dogim shal bekara. Or maybe, yeah, bekaachel bekutach. Yeah, so he brought that, and he was eating it with kutach. Yoivrei, and then he gave it to him, Rav Elazar, veloach. He didn't eat, because of Rashid. Amalei l'rabach, yehivalei v'acha, v'at lo'achlis. I gave your Rebbe, I gave Rav this, he ate it, the kutach, and you're not eating it. That's what Shmuel said. Also coming to Rav, so Rav Elazar comes before Rav, hadimei ma'am mishmaite, did you really change your mind? Shmuel told me that you ate it. Amalei chaslei lezarei the abba bar abba delisfili midi delo sfirili. Abba bar abba, Rashi says, avur the shmua havi bechasid gadol haya. Chas v'shalom, that he would give me something that I would not hold by. Rashi says, Lord Rabbi Yochanan, he denied it. Chas v'shalom. In other words, they never gave me such a thing. He would never do it, because that's us. So you have a Gemara that says that Rav is saying, even though they held differently, they would not have given it to me. Okay, that's one Gemara. And we have our Gemara. Says the Ritva. Take a look. The Ava v'reyus hayunogim zebezeh. Meaning, Medina, is that so? What is it? What is this hanhagah? Perish. The ilu Medina... Meikar hadin, nihi de asul misfile de adayim, ki de amar bechulin, chasle le zare de abba bar abba de misfile midi de los firali. It would certainly be asul medina for one side to give, to hand over, to be moshit, to misfile, to the other side, something that for them is asul. That's the Gemara in Chulin, Kofiravim Beis. Mikom wakam katsafe ino minafshayim. There's something called Afrushe Me'isura. There's a Fne'iver we talked about, there's Misayeya, there's Afrushe Me'isura. You see somebody eating tray, if you have a Chiyuv to pull it away from them. Let's say they're taking something which for them is tray, as they understand it, for you it's fine. And you know that it's for them, it's us. Do you have to Mafish Me'isura somebody from something that you know L'shitascha is not an Yisur for them? So he says, that not. That the Etzem you wouldn't have a Chiyuv. That's another way of saying after Chakamocha. In other words, I wouldn't want them not to tell me to be Polish be Isura that for me is Isura. So therefore, I do the same for them. So the Bra has two levels. Both cases, for me it's Mutter, for you it's Asr. L'misli b'yadayim. That for sure is Medina Aser, that's Chulin. But he doesn't tell us Mitzad what? Mitzad what is it? Is it a Fne'iver? Is it something else? It was silent. But that's Medina, that's Avarez Nogim, that's Meikar Adin, Avarez Nogim, that's Chasle Lazar, Chasle Lavar Baraba. Lazar Dabaraba, in other words, Shmuel is the son of Abba Baraba, Shmuel's father is Abba Baraba, and the son, descendant, Rabbi Rabba would give me something that means us. Rabbi knew that Shmuel would not do that for him. That's a mystery of the Adai. That's awesome. But what type of mystery, we don't know. And our Gemara, we have, if they took on their own. This is the riddle. Now let's look at the Mordechai and the Rambam. Look at the Mordechai in the back of the Gemara. It's in a section called, it's after the, it's Osadi Vav, I think, right? Yeah. After the Mordechai, and then it starts again, going back to Perek Rishon, so it's not organized, you know, in order. And it's after the Homosichta, it starts again. Hagos, the Shaykh, the Ilm, Sechas, Yivamis, and the numbers keep going. So you had to read Tzadi Dalid, Yivamis was over, and then it comes back to the first Perek again. So you have Tzadi Hei, Tzadi Vav, and it goes again, you know, Kesedim. So here you have an O Tzadi Vav. Interesting. Let's see. Adam she'asa atfum v'davar ha-mutter la'acherim. A person took on an Isser for something and for others it's mutter. V'acherim yodim she'makna la'atfum. Other people know that he's machmir. Api she'yoda she'hu heter. Ela she'hider atfum. So this is one case. He took on an eder. Chayra there, everyone knows that for him it's Isser. Because he took on an eder. There, for sure, she'tali he has every right to rely on others, that they're going to give it to him. Even though it's mutter for them, but everyone knows it's just for him. For example, Nazir is eating the Beis Yisrael. So does the Nazir have to be choshesh that maybe in the ingredients on the menu there's wine? Everyone knows he's a Nazir. Everyone knows Nazir can't have wine. For everyone else, it's usher for Nazir to have wine too. And they know he's a Nazir. The Nazir doesn't have to check whether there's wine in the ingredients. That would be a kriyah lufnei iver. So if I have an Isser neder, sure it's lufnei iver for you to give it to me. There's no question. The chesam beis kohen, meaning, what would he mean here? Isser beis kohen. What inyan is he talking about exactly? Truma, stomach truma, yeah. Ella zes safikli. This is my safik. Reuben should piresh mi meichel. Reuben was pershim a certain food. He thinks b'shita it's asa to eat. B'shimen noy b'heter. Shimen shita is it's mutter. V'nira lo she Reuben tohev the davar. Right? Shimon thinks Reuben you're off the rocker. It's not true. It's mutter. The gam Reuben ima yasova she mutter. Hayaocha had Reuben. If Reuben would come to the conclusion it's mutter, he would eat it, but he thinks it's us. Mi yesh lachos le Reuben. Does Reuben, his suffix is this, does he have to be afraid when he shows up at Shimon's house, Shem yachilenu Shimon, that Shimon might give him food that, as far as Shimon is concerned, is fine for Reuben to eat. Ditnan perakat kama hachashla l'davar l'odan bo mi'ido. So, chashud. Odem lo safi inish l'char v'midi d'lo k'sher olay. Someone would not give someone else something that's not kosher for them. So right away, what comes to mind is the Gemara Chulin and Argon. The Yesh Redaktik Me'ahid Iflegu Rabbi Shmuel Rabba Amalasu B'Shamik Yidivrayim Shmuel Amasu Ve'asikna the Gemara's Maskani is Asu Kidivrayim B'Shamik held on to their Shita of Tzara Sabas Umodilu, and they told their Philo if there was a situation of Tzara Sabas U'Pirish Rashi Mishumachi Onimnu. That's why Bishilu could marry Bishamim, because they knew that Bishamim would by default tell them. So this is what he says from our Gemara. So Bishilu says as well, but this is an Avavareyesh. So interesting. So you can see, he's learning it's more than Avavareyesh. You can tell me, I mean, maybe they had Avavareyesh. How do you know if everyone else is Avavareyesh? He's applying this idea, the standard Avavareyesh, to just any Reuven and Shimon. That's the question. He uses our Gemara as a riot to learn out the Avarez. The Ritva makes it this way. The Ritva is distinguished between Safilei and Lo Safilei, where he's taking his own, and that's Avarez. Safilei, he doesn't tell you what it is, he just tells you that that's Aser, and then where he takes on his own, Afush Meisura, that's Avarez, and the Mardechai goes from that to Reuben and Shimon. Now let's look at the case in Yerodea.
This applies to Turkey.
Let's go see what we have here, then we'll talk about other cases. Yeah. Let's go to the case in Yerodea. Okay. The Ramah in Kuf Yutes, Machoyev de Kachavim, Siv Zayin. So you tell me where this comes from. This comes from that we just read in Gos Marachai. He codifies it. Mi shenoi be'ezer davar isur. Mikoach shesovet shedina hu hachi. O mikoach chumra shehechmer al atshmo. No matter what, whether he holds the dinah it's that way or it's a chumra, in any event, mutar le'achol em'acherim shenogim bo heter. He can eat with others who have a heter, meaning because they don't have the chumra, or because they hold the chalitz mutar. He puts it all in one sentence. Devada lo yachiru davashu noi bo yisr. A ghost Mordechai and a few others. Notice, the Mordechai started with pshita le, then he had a suffix, and he's machmir the suffix. The Rama, in one sentence, put both cases together. He's knowing it's a davar isur mikoach shesovet shedina hu hachi or mikoach chumra. Either way, you're allowed to eat. Because they would definitely tell him. Zakt the Gra. The Gra is always a way to find. What a Gemara, what marker in a Gemara for this? So the Gra quotes two Gemaras. You tell me, which two Gemaras? Chulin Pekir Aleph, Nivamis. Where are we? Yidal and Bebeis, right? Mishanoeg, Kemasha Amar, Perakam, Nivamis, the Modiluhu, the Chain, the Perak. Kalabasar chasli zaridav. The Rebbe took one, you know, took it in two different levels. The guy puts both as the marker for this. What's strange to me is this: the shach, the first words in the shach. Mishu chasha b'dav de lomash mal inshi. No, sorry. The shach yachaf. The vadei lo yachilu dav shenoy bo iser. Sham mefarish hatam. The vadei alufnei ivo sitem michshol lo avri. The shach, shikvah the lishna of the shach, because they wouldn't want to do lifnei iver. Mamash apelitim, what's going on here? He starts the first words in the shach. Sham first hatam. I didn't see lifnei iver in the Mordechai. You tell me. I looked in the Mordechai. I looked together. Sham the first hatam. We miss sham. Probably means the mocker of the Ramah. Unless he means you have to look here. Binyamin Zeiv. You have to check Shuvas to Binyamin Zeiv maybe. I don't know. The shach is only sort of shach so far. Take it if you have a chance to look my further. Shama first time vadi lufnei iver lo avri. Mamash don't understand pshat. How can you lufnei iver? That's avav reyus. It's lufnei iver. To the contrary, it's not avav reyus. I'm a choyev to do it. What's the show avav reyus? It's my avir lufnei iver. If I don't tell it to you, and it's a chiddush to be lufnei iver if it's your michshol, not for me a michshol. But separate from that, svara. But in terms of the gemara, it doesn't seem right. How can you lufnei iver? The Gemara makes it seem it's an Abba Vareyus idea. Just to end, the Pri Chadash, Simen Tuf, Sadi, Or Chaim, Tuf, Sadi Vav. Tuf, Sadi Vav. He has a section called Dinei Minhage Issa. Long, long, long. I didn't go through the whole thing. I just found a few lines. They're so quoted. So I read for you a couple of lines. Dine min hagi iser. This is os chav gimel. He quotes as follows. I am sefer Be'er Sheva. He brings from Mary Levi ben Chaviv, Malbach, Mitshuva, b'shem Hara'ah. Shnei tamir chachamim, Bali Hora. She'echad oser, ve'echad matir. The Hamatir Ochel Pumachil Chavero Ha'osro Ein Bezem Mishum Lufnei Iver. So he says Mufurish, it's not Lufnei Iver. If I give you something that, as far as I'm concerned, it's not Asa for you, but as far as you're concerned, it's Asa for you, it's not my Lufnei Iver. Va'af B'sheyodeh B'chavero Sh'asa Lo Lufi Daito. It's not Lufnei Iver. V'dafka K'sheyisa Nikar Lo Lo'ah. But it's V'dafka K'sheyika Nikar Lo Lo'osro De'ilo Tzvirelei Lo Lechu. I was in a nicker low. Can I mean per kolabasa chasli lezari da abarab? Atang l'shono. Now, what does he mean? It's usim. It means it's lufnei iver or it's stam, it's usim. If it's nicker, if it's not nicker, then it could be a problem for me to give it to him. The im tomar keecha de b'she'ein nicker ikal lufnei iver. Sometimes it is lufnei iver, so I take it back. Kua din b'isra nicker. It should be lufnei iver. Naturally, yeshua them kol yang l'nazir. It goes in with this a little bit. He brings the Gemara in Chulin. Ah. Hachinami have a little mesa midraban, but oh the hacha, kimish in a isa mizuman lufnea oser, but mati mizamno, mivial obeso, lita lo dava, oser, have a kid kai betray vidinara. The yeshom de lo dami isa zelishari surin. She isa ze toli va ome bedasa oser. Dim had a kohadebe, matil mechmin, if he changes his mind, he could eat it. If he got mutra matir la nicho lufana, ulay chazabo, ul yazabo. Maybe he'll change his mind, maybe he'll change his mind. The ego is fibrillae lo echo. That means everybody, he knows. Masha'ikin b'shari surim, ubi gemara hachi isa, rabbi lots of coming in them. And he brings the gemara in chulin. But when he is daiti yira, then he says his own point. The sfilah gara'a, the rabbi lots of the sfilah kishmuel, o dolo yada hilchasa kinman, mishm kodesh o rab, shay rab o loya ochel. Kimwish that shmuel hoya mutam nadin, rabbi lots of the sfilah the usher, me'ata inkan mechso krab. That's why he teased him and says, oh, Rav was chosen. Knows if I'm only not doing it as Kodesh Rav, not the etzma I hold it to us. So if I can be convinced that Rav was chosen, you know, Rav wasn't chosen, there's no problem for him to give me. Because he thinks it's mutter. And I'm only thinking it's us, and not because my tzad asked me I think it's us, because I think that my Rebbe holds that way. So if someone convinces me or doesn't know that way, I'll eat it. And be'etzem, I don't think it's us. So then someone could trick me and give it to me. It's a chiddush. That's what he wants to say, Pshat Nagamar. That which he didn't eat was a kfodu shorav, and that's why he tells him what he tells him. Oh, your Rebbe ate it. He made it up. Rav himself said, he never would give it to me. But Shmuel told him that he ate it. Because Shmuel was convinced it was mutter. It's an amazing thing. It's like, Mamisha Ganeva's das idea. Od nearly the app isish in a nicker, nehisha in royal matir, la hachil osa shalo aviro adaito. Nikomokum ena matir over mishim with neiver, kemisha dover mutter adaito. Utiloke the mashma de behara. Apparently, the ra'ah was mashma. We said that it is a lefne iver. For me to give you something that lishitas chazas. The chadish says, no, it's not lefne iver. Uchara. Agamar is mashma de lefne iver. The raya mihadamina mihavamis. Beautiful. We machavit this way, I should say. Tashma, this is the Gemara that we have in the emissa of the Beis Shammu, Rabbi Matsi, the Hachshel, the Bezillel, Rabbi Avil of Neiver, Mike, Kasher, the Dover Bar, Lom Ronimnu, Fishay Mechurachin, they had to be Modiah then, Beis Shammu of Neiver. El Amash, Masho Yerushus, Be Yodam, Lachshila, Ulachi Parcha, Mai Ronimnu, maybe the Machshel them. The answer is because they trusted them, it was based on trust. Goes on and on here. You can take a look. There's a lot more here. But l'chera, we're on the right track. I mean, you say if you're thinking in the right way, you see other people on the road too, right? Mamish, our Gemara is pashtus mashma, not talking lufnei iver. Otherwise, it's not aviv reyes idea. But then again, I don't want to do with the shach and that ramah. Don't know. And then we have the ritva. The ritva has two tiers, but I'm not clear what the ritva is saying about the tier number one with chulin. The list of Rabbi Adam is also, but the Ritva did not use the words of Le'iva. So if you have a chance to be mine more, you can enlighten me too. It's an interesting Indian. We have to go right to me. Well, also there's a lot of Indian coming up, but it's important to think about this. It's like it comes up sort of in the side sugya, but it's a very fundamental thing to discuss, to think about. What are the parameters of something like this? You it's us, me it's mutter. Adam Vareya, certainly that's a big deal too. But clearly it seems to be something over and above with Le'iva. Yeah.
How would this apply, though, to...
Oh, it's Turkey.
Turkey, and also, I was thinking, if I wait 6 hours and someone else waits 3 hours, it's going to be, you know... So that's not, like, two different...
I mean, look, Avivre is an asshole thing. So if you know that he would be... It's like, Benad Mechavero, like the Ritva put it very well, Man Desani Lach Chavach Lusavit. Would you... Sometimes that's sometimes the ikar of the Torah, too, more than even Halachas. People don't realize to get it backwards. I mean, Lachat Rachimol is a Kagod of a Torah. It's not a full thing. If you know that it would be, you know, if you know that you would want someone to tell you if you were in a situation like that, then you tell them. That's what tolerance is about. Ah, you hold it crazy to have such a chumrah and a shita and whatever, they're misreading. I mean, if it's, you have to know, maybe there's a distinction between someone who's making a mamish, a toast, gamur. You could be convinced that the person's wrong, but Lamaisa, he's a bal hara, he's a bar hachi, he has a basis to think that. You have to say, humility on my part, there's no monopoly on truth. You know, there's no monopoly on truth. It could be that I see my way, but I understand that there could be another way, even though I don't agree. But sometimes it's a case of a chesor yediyah. I have information he doesn't have. See, that's the thing that's important to think about. Him. If he knew that information borrowly, that he would not be paskining chum and yisur. For whatever reason, I can't tell him. He doesn't know. At this point, he doesn't know yet. So maybe that would be different. I don't know. But maybe Ben Machaveh was just, if he would know that I knew and I didn't tell him, maybe he would be upset with me. So that I hear is also an interesting shot. In other words, there's differences between a psak that's based on a point of view that I might think is wrong, but it's a point of view, or it's a chesar and yediyah, where he's misled into thinking something, and I know it's all, you know, the Narishkeit, so do I have to be sensitive to something like that as well? So I think it's all different categories that we have to try to sort out. But, all right. I give you sheets for next Gemara, right?